to tell me that somebody's putting a monorail platform in my front yard. Yeah, that's a little weird.
And they want to come in and they want to take high-resolution scans of the inside of the house?
Who's ovulating here, buddy?
You're going to make her change her name?
Why do I have this organism in my water?
By the Biden administration, that is so full of shit.
There's a good chance they'll take a load of buckshot home with them.
And are you Mr. No Name?
Oh, that's no teeth involved, hey. I don't want any radio jam.
I don't want any radio jams. 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 Your tricorder's incorrect. I don't want any radio jams. There are no signals to detect. I don't want any radio jams. I don't broadcast any bands. I don't want any radio jams. I don't want any radio jams. I don't want any radio jams.
Well, why doesn't anybody talk to me about it? I don't even have a goddamn radio.
Hello, comrades. You're listening to another prank call show. I'm your boring host, Richard. Today is July 9th, 2022, which means I have been cluttering the internet with trash for 4 years now. This is episode 51, and ensuring that it'll disappoint are my producers, Teen Wolf Jesus, my cute friend Craig, Phone Losers of America, Mono One, and Cream. Those are five nice people or corporations supporting the show at patreon.com/anotherprankcallshow. They've got to hear 68 and a half hours of extra prank calls I've done so far, so close to 69 hours. I should probably quit when I hit that milestone, but I can't because this show is basically a vehicle for one of the best things on the internet. I'm of course talking about the awesome songs that Vista Blue keeps making based on my idiocy. They did the song you heard at the top of the show, which means the Vista Blue APCS CD they put together is now an outdated piece of absolute shit. Speaking of, I'll be sending one to UH Anti-Hero. I mean the CD, not an actual piece of shit. UH is the winner of the Patreon prize drawing I do every month. And thanks to my new Patreon supporters, Randy, Big Poopy 69, BP713, Mary B, King King, a very offensive name, Allie, Zephyr, George W, Finland is here too now, Abby Nandun, Leslie, and Kenny's Login, very creative name, I like that one. Before we get started, I wanted to talk about a podcast I like. Did you know that Mike of Vista Blue and Rusty of Papa Malone's Discount Furniture do a podcast called Snow in Southtown? Of course you do, because I mentioned it in the intro of episode 49, and I know that none of my listeners would ever skip my intros. Anyway, Snow in Southtown just launched their own Patreon, and I'm linking it in the show notes if you want to check it out. I think you should. Not because Mike is a friend, and not because Rusty is suing me. I just like their podcast, and if you like listening to discussion about holiday movies and music from people with an interesting perspective, I think you will too. Okay, I think I've covered everything I wanted to talk about. So you might have heard recently that the FCC officially killed prank calls forever. How about we put that to the test?
This is Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. It's Cody over here at the grocery store.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, hey, my manager wanted me to call and ask if the next time you're here, can you please not doodle any more communist propaganda on the freezer doors?
That was not me. I don't know what you're talking about. Seriously.
Well, this is Tom, right? I thought I had the right number.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Seriously. I've been a resident.
What?
Yeah, I actually really need to know what you're talking about because...
Oh, yeah, there's no reason to play dumb. You're not in trouble or anything. I'm just asking if you could... The next time you're here...
It's not even being in trouble. I just need to understand where I crossed some line. I don't know what...
Well, no, you didn't...
Was I talking? What did I do?
Well, no, you didn't do anything wrong, really. You just... You doodled communist propaganda on the freezer doors, you know, with your finger, like you
the
were.
I'm a 60-year-old man who's been coming to since 1968.
Okay.
And I'm an old conservative who would never, ever, 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 ever do something like that.
Ever? Because it was definitely you the last time you were here. You were writing communist propaganda all over the freezer doors. And all I'm doing is just trying to appeal to your sensory... What? Who is that woman in the background?
I will come and meet...
I'm his wife. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, ma'am, you need to be... You need to keep quiet while the men are speaking. Anyway, Tom, if you could just not do that again, okay. we'd appreciate it.
Well, oh my God.
I want to understand how you connected this with me. That's what I want to understand, because it's not me. Okay?
Well, we know we have you on the security cameras, sir. It's definitely you. There's no reason to lie or anything.
No. Ben, what's your name? I want your name.
This is Todd. I told you at the beginning of the call.
Okay.
It's like you have comprehension issues or something.
Me?
Yeah, and it's no big deal or anything. We're not mad at you. We just need you to not do that anymore, because it's kind of a... Like, we don't want to be connected with that. You can't be spreading communism.
This is so crazy.
Hey,
I don't know where
Tom?
He got his name, but
hey,
it's
Tom?
Never...
Hey, Tom? Hello, Tom?
I'm listening.
Can you tell your wife to shut up?
Yeah, this is fun.
Fine, yeah.
So, I honestly know now that you can't be from... market, because there's absolutely no way on the planet that you would tell somebody that was a customer at market in to shut up.
Well, no, she's just interrupting. I'm trying to have a conversation.
No, I'm fully aware of your bullshit. What's the manager's name?
No, I'll tell you, George. And I'll tell you what's bullshit. You spreading communist propaganda here in our store. You can't be doing that. It's anti-American. Like, you're one of those Antifa or something.
He's the most Republican guy you can come across.
Cody, I have your phone number.
You're one of those Antifa infiltrators. You're trying to corrupt the GOP.
Yeah, that's fine. Exactly. Are you sure I wasn't the one who put the American flag on the freezer and blocked your very valuable Stouffer's presentation?
No, you put up one of those flags that says, be gay, do crimes, because you're a communist.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I pulled the wrong one out of the back of my pocket, because I'm generally a person who just likes to do whatever is contrarian to the neighborhood I'm in.
Yeah, likely story. Anyways, if you could just please not, you know, doodle any more communist propaganda on the freezer doors, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, good.
We'd like to see that video.
I noticed that your wife is still talking.
Yeah, that's at the end of the day, you know, not being an Antifa guy and my wife makes most of the decisions in the family.
Yeah,
so
obviously she's the brains here in the operation. Maybe I could just talk to her then. Just pass the phone over to her.
Oh, well, it's kind of funny because I'm not talking. We're in the car, not you, idiot.
Hey, that was him.
We'll be going to and asking for the video.
That was impolite. Don't call me an idiot. Come on. We're both adults here.
You're about the stupidest nutcase I've talked to in a long time. It's kind of interesting.
Well, at least I'm not
but
one of those.
For you.
At least I'm not one of those.
Out.
At least I'm not one of those Antifa. It's people like you that are destroying
exactly.
This country. You're destroying this country with your communist ways, Tom.
Exactly.
And we're not going to have it here in the grocery store.
Yeah, that's good enough. Okay, talk to you later, brother.
Well, hold on. I need to talk to your wife. I need to straighten her.
She got out of the car and jumped in front of traffic because she couldn't handle you anymore.
Oh, she did?
No, I'm here, but this is a huge mistake.
No,
it's not a mistake. This is my husband.
No, it's not a mistake. Your husband is just one of those Antifas, and you need to get him in line.
It's really interesting because 75. I will figure out who and what you are, because my career is built around figuring shit like that out.
Yeah, that's the number to the store, genius.
Yep, exactly. So I will get your number and figure out who you are.
Oh, no,
good.
Detective Tom is on the case.
Yeah, and I will have my Antifa friends come and find you.
Oh, see, I knew it.
And the ones you love.
Hello.
Hello, Bruce.
Yes.
Hey, Bruce, it's Winston with the HOA.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know the crew's coming by tomorrow to paint that hopscotch track in your driveway there.
They're coming to do what?
They're going to be painting a hopscotch grid in your driveway, you know, for the new program that we're doing to get the grandkids outside and everything.
you're talking to the wrong person, because I don't want a hopscotch track painted in my driveway.
Well, no, it's not for you. It's for the grandchildren. I mean, the whole neighborhood. But
so don't come paint anything in my driveway.
Well, no, I'm not painting. I'm just making the reminder call. Sandy said,
well,
what?
So who do I need to talk to, because there's a big mistake?
No, it's not a mistake, sir. It's for the community thing that we're doing to try to get the kids outside. You know, these kids are always sitting inside on TikTok.
I don't want hopscotch painted in my driveway.
Yeah, but it's not up to you, sir. It's for the community.
It is up to me and Winston, and I think you're making a mistake.
Oh, it's not a mistake. I have the right person in the right...
I do not want hopscotch painted in my driveway.
Well, yeah, it's going in tomorrow. I don't see what the big deal is, sir. It's just for the children.
I don't have any children.
Yeah, I know it's not
I don't have any grandchildren.
It's not about you, you big selfish asshole. It's for the community as a whole.
Hey, Winston.
Why are you...
You are way out of line.
Well, you're yelling at me.
You don't insult me over the telephone.
Well, you don't talk to me like I'm a...
Well, Winston, what is your last name, Winston?
You need to learn...
I'd like to come talk to you.
You need to learn how to talk to people. You're being insensitive.
Hey, Winston. You're damn right I am, because nobody's painting nothing in my driveway.
Oh, yeah, they'll be there tomorrow. What, do you hate children or something? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I hate children, Winston.
Like, we're trying...
Nobody's painting anything in my driveway.
We're trying to get the kids outside. You know, these kids are all obese these days.
Winston!
Yes?
I don't care about the kids!
Okay, well,
you're not painting anything in my driveway!
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, it's Todd over here at the grocery market.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Sarah around?
No, why? Is there a problem?
Well, no, it's not really a problem. George just wanted me to give her a ring and just ask if she could not build those forts anymore in the cereal aisle.
Do what?
When she comes over here, she's been building forts out of cereal boxes. And it was kind of funny the first couple of times, but
hold on. I build forts with... No, she doesn't. I think you've got the wrong person.
Well, no, it'd be Sarah. Do I have the right number? I thought I did.
Well, yeah, you have the right number, but my wife doesn't build forts with cereal boxes.
Oh,
is
yeah,
Michael
she...
there?
Well, no, Michael left for the day. He'll be back on Monday.
Well, my wife does not... When was the last time she apparently did this?
Oh, it's been multiple times.
I'm never to go there again because of this.
Well, no, Andy, we'd like to have her back. It's okay. It's not a big deal. We're just...
She doesn't build forts. What are you talking about?
Sir, she definitely does. It's okay. It's not anything to be upset about. We're just asking nicely if she could not do that again. That's all.
Well, I'm going to say, fuck you.
Hello.
Hello, Gordon?
Yeah.
Hey, Gordon. It's Ronk over here at the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, hey, Cody was just wondering if you could bring back that VCR manual that you took with you last time you were here.
VCR manual?
Yeah, you had it in your back pocket when you walked out last time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, the VCR manual you took out of the TV room. Yeah, you're probably just absent-minded. You didn't realize, but...
No, time out. I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't been in there for I don't know how long.
Yeah, I know.
Where you have something on tape or something?
Yeah, Cody checked the security camera, because he was looking for it, because he needs to reset the clock, and he couldn't figure it out, so he was looking for the manual, and that's when he noticed that it was...
If you think you have me on tape, you're wrong. Well, I can tell you that right now.
Well, no, Cody checked the camera. It was definitely you. It's no big deal. Like, I'm sure it was just a mistake. But, yeah, if you could just look around and bring that back.
I don't know what you are talking about. How many more times can I say that? I would like to come in and see
talking,
the tape that you're talking about.
Why are you talking like
a
robot?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, okay, there's no reason.
Because I'm getting a little tired of you talking to me like that. I'm a member there, and if you think you have me on camera, you are incorrect.
Well, no,
you understand me?
Well, sir, it was definitely you. There's no reason to elevate your voice, okay? It's just a VCR manual. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and I kind of don't like being told that I did something that I didn't do. That's why I'm raising my voice.
Well, no, I'm not telling you that you did it. I'm just asking if you can bring it back. See, there's a clear distinction.
No, there's not a clear distinction.
And is that Elizabeth back there?
That I have it. Is what?
Oh, was that Elizabeth back there yapping?
I need to talk to Elvis about this. I'm not sure where you're coming from.
Well, no, Elvis is the one that wanted me to call you and just say, like, it's, why are you acting like this? It's just a VCR manual. Like, why won't you just bring it back like a normal person?
Piss off, you piece of shit.
Hey,
don't call me
that's
again.
That's not nice. Bring our VCR manual back.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yes.
Hey, Robert. It's Todd over here at the grocery market.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, my manager just wanted me to give you a ring and ask if you could not post those deep fakes online of the California raisins anymore.
What?
Well, you know how, I don't know if it's you or Claire, but you've been taking the California raisins that you buy, and you've been posting deep fakes of them online.
We have not been buying any raisins. Is this a joke?
No, sir, it's not a joke. It's just kind of a liability thing. I mean, it's okay. We're not upset with you. We'd still like you to shop here.
I have never posted anything. What is it posted on?
We found them on Reddit, and yeah, I don't know if it was you or Claire.
I don't even have a Reddit account. We don't have a Reddit account. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in our 70s.
Well, there's no age limit. There's no age limit to Reddit.
There's no, yeah, but I'm just telling you, we're not tech savvy. I don't have a Facebook account on. This is ridiculous.
Well, no, you don't have to be tech savvy to use a website. No, it's okay. Like, you don't have to, it's not really a problem.
But
like,
I'm telling you, I have not done what you're saying I've done. So there's a problem because we don't live here. We live in California.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, you've been buying the California raisins, and then you Photoshop them into compromising scenes, and then you post them online. And, you know, it gets tied back to our store, and it becomes like a liability thing.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, sir, I wouldn't kid about this. It's okay. You're not in trouble or anything.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Claire?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Claire. It's Todd over here at the grocery market. Did Robert tell you why I was calling?
I don't even have a Reddit account.
Oh, here we go.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
Here we go. You're going to lie to. Okay, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I don't understand why.
You know what? Let me tell you one thing. I will come over anytime and meet you and let you know that I am not lying. I do not lie.
Well, okay.
I don't have a Reddit account.
Okay, well, I appreciate you admitting that you did it and apologizing for that.
I didn't do it.
Well, ma'am.
I'm never going to admit to you I did something I didn't do.
Ma'am, according to my lie detector that I have hooked up to the phone, it was definitely you. You definitely did it.
You know, this must be a fake call or something because, first of all, you can't do a lie detector to a phone.
Oh, yeah, we have.
This is crazy.
We have lie detecting technology hooked up to our phones.
What is your name? I need your name.
My name is Todd. I'm not trying to upset you, ma'am. I was just asking nicely.
Let me tell you, you did it.
It's not that.
Todd, what is your last name?
Oh, man. Can I just talk to Robert again? You're getting too emotional about this.
I am emotional because this is ridiculous. Todd, what is your last name?
Because you're a woman. You're an emotional woman.
Because I'm a woman.
Yeah,
I'm an emotional woman.
You're just getting all in a tizzy about this. I'm just trying
to... Well, because you're trying to tell me I did something I didn't do. Wouldn't you get in a tizzy?
You're not in trouble or anything.
What's your last name, Todd, so I can call the police?
Hey, Robert, shut up. I was talking to Claire. I don't appreciate you taking over the call.
What is it that you want?
I'm just asking you to not do
that. Just tell me your last name.
Gonzalez.
Todd Gonzalez.
And man, your wife was getting all emotional. Jeez.
Your position? Because you pissed us off. We didn't do what you're saying we're doing, and you don't believe us.
You need to straighten out your woman over there.
What do you expect us to say?
Well, she was just
getting... And now you're trashing my wife?
No, I'm not trashing her.
I'm definitely calling the police. What's your position at Clark?
You're calling the police because I trashed your wife? What are they going to do?
I'm calling the police because this must be a prank call, because I don't know what you're talking about.
That's silly. You're not using your head, Robert.
You're harassing me.
No, it's not harassment.
You're harassing me.
It's one call.
This is harassment.
This
is fucking harassment.
Your face is harassment.
You are harassing me.
It's not one call is not harassment, dummy. I'm just asking you nicely.
Dummy. Now you're calling me a dummy.
Well, no, you're just being.
What else are you gonna do?
No, I'm not going to do anything. I'm asking you not to post the deep fakes of the California raisins online anymore.
I wouldn't know in my life depended on it how to post a deep fake.
Okay, here you go again, just playing dumb.
Fuck you.
This is Ben.
Oh, hey, Ben. It's Sleeve with the Condo Association.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How have you been?
Good.
Yeah, Michelle just wanted me to give you a ring and get to the bottom of this whole sea otter costume thing that you've been doing.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know how you've been going down to the docks and you've been putting on that, I guess it's like a sea otter costume or something, and then you jump in, you've been swimming around and everything. We had a few complaints from some of the other residents.
I don't know who you are, and two, that didn't happen. So why don't you have Morgan call me? Because I have no fucking clue who you are.
Sir, why are you cursing at me? I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Because you just called my cell phone. I have no idea who you are. I don't recognize your name.
I told you my name at the beginning of the call. You big grouch.
You told me your first name. Feel free to have more.
Okay, my last name is McDykel. Does that help?
This is Ben.
Oh, hey, Ben. Yes. It's Sleeve McDykel again. I wanted to apologize. There was a little bit of a mix-up.
Okay. I already called Morgan and asked what the hell's going on here.
Oh, did Morgan...
a mix-up about what?
Did Morgan explain to you? I got it all backwards. It wasn't a sea otter costume. It was a river otter costume. I apologize.
Yeah, that's really funny, dude. That's hilarious.
Well, no, I'm not trying to be funny. Okay.
You clearly are.
Well, Michelle...
I want to be clear who you're talking to.
Do
you know who you're talking to, sir?
Ben over there in E3.
Okay. Yeah. You clearly don't know what I do for a living or who you're talking to, because you wouldn't be playing games right now. I'm in the middle of an executive. I'm kind of a busy guy.
Look at Mr. Fancy
stuff.
Pants over here. I'm an executive.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure Morgan wouldn't have anybody calling me Fancy Pants.
Well, what do I care what you do for a living? Like, what do you work at Bloomingdale's or something? You took the executive program?
Sir, I don't know who you are, but thank you for calling.
Just because you're an executive doesn't mean you can swim around in the water with the sea otter costume.
I could swim in a sea otter costume if I wanted to.
Can't. No, it's
I'm not sure you
you're
are.
You're causing disruption. Like, the other residents are complaining about it.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes?
Hi, John. It's Todd over here at the grocery market.
Yes?
Yeah, hey, my manager wanted me to give you a ring and just ask if you could please not use those otter pops to set up rainbows in the aisles anymore.
I think you got the wrong person.
Oh, this isn't John's...
What's an otter pop, anyway?
The frozen treats, you know, the colorful frozen treats. You've been taking them out of the box and then making rainbows on the aisles, like on the floor. And, like, it's neat and everything.
Absolutely not.
Well, yeah,
I'm not making rainbows.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, you're having some kind of mental condition or something, but, it's okay. Like, it's not a big deal,
Hey, look, I'm tired talking to you. I'll talk to you later.
Well,
sir,
I'm just asking you nicely.
Hey, look, come on, you're full of shit, okay?
Hello, John?
Yeah?
John, my manager wanted me to let you know that you've been declared mentally unfit to shop here.
Okay, I'm gonna run by there and see you, okay?
Well, no, sir, you can't come back until you promise not to...
I'm coming in and see you.
No, you can't come back until you promise not to build the rainbow roads out of Otter Pops.
Build rainbow roads out of Otter Pops?
Yeah, you just can't be doing that. It's a tripping hazard, sir.
Who the fuck are you?
I told you, this is Todd.
Okay, Todd. We're done talking.
Hello,
Sally?
Yes.
Hey, Sally. It's Ira with the Condo Association.
Yes. How are you, Ira?
Oh, pretty good. How have you been?
Good. I'm working. Can you tell me what this is about?
Well, Michelle wanted me to give you a quick ring and let you know we got a tattoo artist coming over on Monday. He's just going to set you up with that security tattoo.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about. What is this all about? I think this is probably a hacked phone call.
A hacked phone call? No, ma'am. I'm with property management. But yeah, Michelle wanted me to give you a ring. She sent you the email about it back in, I think it was May.
No, I haven't gotten any emails. I haven't gotten any emails about the security tattoo. I think that's inexcusable. I'm not getting a tattoo.
Well, no, ma'am.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
Well, no, ma'am. It's for security reasons. It's all covered through the budget. Like, it doesn't cost you anything. But yeah, we all have to get them.
No, we don't. I don't have to get a tattoo.
Ma'am, it's for security in the building.
Ira,
yeah, you definitely do. Why are you acting like this? I'm just trying to relay a message to you.
Well, wait. What building am I in? I don't think my whole building is getting this.
You're in Unit 3, right?
Do the people on the upper floors have to get it, or just people on the bottom floors?
Every resident, ma'am, is getting one.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not getting a tattoo.
Yeah, you definitely have to. As a resident here, it's for security reasons.
Ira, let's stop.
Anyone?
Ira, I'm going to hang up the... Ira, I'm hanging up the phone.
Well, no, ma'am, I'm just trying to...
Ira,
your... Hey,
Ira,
Sally, you need to watch your tone. You don't talk over me, woman. I'm trying to explain... Yes.
Ira, you're fucking with me.
I'm not fucking with you.
I am not getting a tattoo.
Sally, it's for security reasons.
Even live there.
Well, anyone without the tattoo won't be permitted in the building, ma'am. So If you don't want to live here anymore, that's your decision.
Oh, so the security guard at the front desk won't let me in if I don't have my tattoo?
Yeah, he's got to scan the QR code tattoo that's on your arm. Otherwise, he won't.
So the security guard. Okay, the security guard at the front desk. Okay, well, send him on over, Ira. Okay,
Sally. Bye. Sally, you need to quit acting all emotional about
Ira,
this. It's just
Ira.
I'm just trying to appeal to your sense of reason
no,
here. Why are you acting like
Ira.
This?
Ira.
Sally.
Goodbye.
Hello, it's Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. It's Ronk over here at the grocery store.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, is Judy around?
What can I do for you?
Is Judy there?
Yeah, well, she is, but what can I do for you?
You could stop being a controlling husband and let me talk to Judy.
No. You tell me what you want, then I'll put you on the phone with Judy.
Well, why are you screening her calls? Quit being a controlling husband and just put Judy on.
No. What is your name again?
It's Ronk over here at the grocery store.
Hey, Ron, what can I do for you? Tell me what can I do for you.
You can pass the phone to Judy because I have something to talk to her about.
No, I don't want to pass the phone. Tell me what I can do for you.
Okay, well, I was just calling to ask if Judy could not doodle communist propaganda on the freezer doors anymore.
No, you sure? I don't think it's Judy that's putting. Let me ask her a question. Are you putting propaganda on the freezer doors? No, she's not. She never goes to. Never goes to the market. I'm the one that was.
Well, no, it was definitely her. It's okay. She's not in trouble, but
no. Let me explain something. I go to the market. As a matter of fact, I just left the market. She never goes. She goes once every 3 weeks.
The last time she was here, she wrote on the freezer door, you know, in the frost. She wrote "Vote Blue, no matter who."
No. That wasn't her.
Well, can I just talk to Judy?
This is bullshit. Okay.
You're bullshit. Just pass the phone.
You know,
just pass the phone. Quit being controlling.
I will, but you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. It was not Judy. I'm gonna pass your phone to Judy. She never goes to market.
She comes here every 3 weeks.
I never got it. Hello?
Oh, hello, Judy?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, that husband of yours is a real piece of work.
And so, what is this about?
Well, I was just calling to ask if you could not spread Antifa propaganda here in the store anymore.
What are you talking about? I never did that.
Well, a few weeks ago when you were here, you opened up the freezer door and you wrote in the frost, "Vote Blue no matter who." And, you know, it upset
What?
You wrote "Vote Blue no
matter..." I never did anything such thing like that.
Oh, Judy, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal, but it just upset some of our...
It is a big deal because you're telling me something that's not true. I never did that.
Tell me I'm on...
Tom!
Give me the phone. I want to talk to George.
Hey!
Let me talk to George.
George,
this is bullshit.
Hey, Tom.
This is bullshit.
It was rude of you to yank the phone away like that. Hello?
You're right. You're correct. You're correct, Ron.
Put Judy...
Let me talk to George. Let me talk to the manager on site.
I'm the assistant manager. George.
This is bullshit.
George went home for the weekend.
Okay, well, this is total bullshit. My wife never even goes to the market.
I'll tell you what's bullshit. Her vote, her spreading communist propaganda
here. Okay, you know what? Fuck you. Ron, don't
Tom,
even call me back.
Tom.
I'm totally disappointed.
Tom.
Listen, I shop there 4 or 5 times a day.
Tom.
This is total fucking bullshit.
Once again, I have saved America by disrupting another communist sleeper cell. And it looks like my fellow patriots have left me a bunch of voicemails, half of which I'll mercifully delete.
Please, you need to update your voicemail.
Nah.
But I was calling because I was listening to the current show. And I realized that there was something missing. I realized that there was an extreme overload of sausage. And I'm tired of the sausage fest.
Vegan sausage?
Bring Queen Olga back.
Yeah, I need to. I'll bring her back for the 5th anniversary show.
Hello. I wanted to tell you how much I love your show.
Thank you.
And I use it so much because I go through so many things. And I want
Me
you
too.
To know that your show is... so fun. Like,
thanks.
I love it. It is the funniest thing I've ever known.
Ever?
So, I would love a callback, though. I'd love to talk to you.
What?
So,
we're talking right now.
Bye.
It's a one-sided conversation, but it's talking nonetheless.
Hi, King Richard. It's Zoe again. I called once before.
Oh, hi.
But I feel like that message wasn't really clear, so I'm calling back. I am such a big fan of you. I want you to know that you've helped me through so many mental... Like, I have so many issues with mental health, and I just love listening to you do prank calls because it puts a smile on my face and it makes me always happy. And I just want you to know that I really appreciate your show. I would really, really appreciate a call back. It would be nice to talk to you. I would probably be totally starstruck, honestly. Like,
no.
You're, like, such, like, an inspiration.
What?
And I want to get started in the prank call community, so I'm curious what you think, what your advice would be for that. I hope to talk to you again soon. And yeah, take care.
You don't really want to talk to me. I am dour and boring, but I'm glad to hear my show makes you smile. Sometimes I want to quit, but knowing this silly show helps people in such a way is very motivating. So thanks, I appreciate that. And please keep in mind, you're not alone. Sounds cliche, but I think everyone has struggles and demons. I sure as hell do. As for getting into prank calls, a great resource is worldofprankcalls.com. There are two helpful articles on there. One of them is written by the guy who inspired this show about setting up a mixer to broadcast calls. The other is by the guy who helped me set up my phone system. And it's all about setting up your own Raspberry Pi spoofing system. What I'm saying is, I'm good at being a dumb jackass, but APCS is built on the backs of much better men.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How you do?
I do good.
I love your show. It's fun. You and Brad, I like you and Brad. You Brad the best.
I like Brad too.
I like your teeth.
My teeth?
I love your teeth. I just want to love your show. You have a good night. I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you and your teeth too.
Hey, Winston, it's Lard Lord.
Hey, Lard Lord.
Idea for a new ACPS drinking game.
Oh, boy.
You take a straight shot of mayonnaise every time somebody claims to call the cops on you. Okay, bye. Love you.
Love you, but unfortunately, your idea would violate my HOA's health mandate.
Hello, King Richard.
Hi.
This is King Brad, and I would like the number to Brad's voicemail number because I can't find it anywhere.
His number is 2.
And also, I want to know if you and Brad are related.
No.
And also, oh, I forgot what I wanted to ask. Okay, bye.
What a shame. No, Brad and I are not related, which means we can make a baby without fear of birth defects.
Hey, Richard, it's your boy, Young Lennon, a.k.a. Young Craigie, a.k.a.
Yoko?
Your boyfriend. Hey, I was really scared the other day, and I sent you some videos of me screaming.
Yes.
In the woods.
Thank you.
Did you get those?
Yes.
Can you send them back to me?
I deleted them, you stupid fuck.
Also, why doesn't Ronk ever fucking leave voicemails?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard him leave a voicemail.
Me either.
You know, because you're the CTO of BP, British Petroleum. You think I don't have any time for my friends or whatever, but...
What?
I don't know, it's just a really shitty, fucked up thing him to do.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed in him lately.
I don't think Ronk has left a voicemail since episode 2.
This is going to sound really embarrassing. See, I'm in the bathroom, and there's no toilet paper.
Okay.
And my parents are out of town.
I'm sorry.
So they left me here, and I'm taking a shit. I was wondering if maybe you could, ship some over to my house. I live in Kentucky. My address is...
Okay, no doxing yourself. And no, I'm not driving to Kentucky to wipe your butt. Although I do hear that Kentucky is the home of Big Bone Lick State Historic Site. That sounds like a fun destination.
Hi, King Richard. This is your pal, Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
I just wanted to say I have enjoyed all of your shows as of late.
Thanks.
I really appreciate you using one of my ideas, but actually making it better.
I made it worse.
The vagina show, that was pretty cool. Pretty big honor to be on the first vagina show. And, I think that's about it. Keep up the good work. Love listening to you. I'm a proud supporter.
Thank you for your support. And yes, with 131 boner-sodes and one vagina-sode, equality has come to APCS. And on that inspiring note, we'll drop the curtain on this shit show. Thanks, Mike of Snow in Vista, Radish, Blue, whatever, for the hopscotch idea. Mike had this funny idea of kids getting back to basics with running hoses and s'mores, and I ruined it with the stupid hopscotch thing, but I couldn't get far with the premise because that guy was such a child-hating jerk. Thanks, Ronk, for being the genius behind the raisin deepfakes and otter ideas. Thanks again to Teen Wolf Jesus, my cute friend Craig, Phone Losers of America, Mono One, and Cream for producing. And thank you, listeners, for coming along with me on this 4-year fever dream. Good night.
Right, okay. Hey, if you surreptitiously end up giving me a prostate exam, let me know how it came out. I would want to know about it.